Hello, welcome to Picton's Podcast. Tonight I'm going to help improve your memory with the Memory Palace. Using your own Memory Palace is a fun and powerful way to remember a list in a sequence. You may have seen Benedict Cumberbatch as BBC Sherlock use a memory or mind palace, but the following is not fictional. Firstly, you need to think of a route that is extremely familiar that ideally you travel every day and can easily visualize and remember the order of, perhaps because you would tend to usually pass through the places in the same sequence. You might use your morning routine, e.g. bedroom, bathroom, hallway, living room, kitchen, landing, stairs, exit doorway, car, bus stop, etc., with any additional places in between, for example adding sink and shower as places in the bathroom, if you do have a shower, and afterwards. Perhaps 25 is a good figure for a number of places, but it can be massively expanded. There are probably a lot of routes you know in sequence very well from home, your work, and all the places you've lived in your life. Secondly, you have your list, perhaps of shopping items or topics in a speech. It could also be adapted for memorising a pack of cards or lines in a poem. If you can think of a vivid picture associated with each item, that will trigger remembering the whole of that item. You then simply picture it in the place in that part of the sequence in your memory palace. For example, if the first one is eggs, you'd imagine them in your bed or bedroom, ideally in a ridiculous or funny way, maybe all smashed up in the bed. This image will stick in your head in a powerful way that will surprise you. You may need to go through the list of associated items and places only a few times for them to stick, as long as you need, sometimes only once. You will find you can impressively remember a long list. There you go, short and sweet for tonight, but check it out. I think you'll have a lot of fun with it. For now, good night.